Good morning. With us, our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, hooray, hooray, another day, a chance to excel in every way.
Yes, I seem to remember that. You know, it's the middle of the winter. People are getting cabin fever. People are just, scratching at the icicles on the windows and trying to stay good. I recommend that whatever kind of exercise you can get, you get it, because it's a great cure for other things. And sit around and make a stew.
And stay warm. Early highs in the teens today, Alan. Temperatures are going to fall into the single digits by the end of the day. Wind chill values going below zero, and that's minus 10 to minus 30 degrees below zero.
So, so old, so old.
The bones are creaking. The news from an editorial today in the Times Union, Alan, and it has to do with term limits. Trim state leaders' clause is the headline.
Look, the Times Union, who I have immense respect for, Jay Jockdowitz and the people who write the editorials in the Times Union, I think on this one they're just wrong. It's not that they're not conceptually right, they are. Theoretically, if we elect people and we choose people, we should be allowed to choose who we want. But I am a great believer that corruption has gotten so terrible that if you allow people to stay for long amounts of time in top positions, they will sooner or later accrue that power in such a way that it will help them as well as the public. So I am for term limits. I'm for limiting the amount of years somebody can serve in the legislature. I'm certainly for moving power around within the legislature. If you're a speaker, you should be speaker, let's say, for 6 years or 8 years, and that's it. And we do it for the president of the United States. We say you can't be president for more than two terms. In my opinion, we should do it for members of the legislature, because otherwise things get too corruptive. And power corrupts. Lord Acton said it. You're all sick of hearing it, but it does. And that's just the way that it is. So I'm for making those internal rules. I know that that's been done before. I think the Republicans have done it in Congress. You can't be a chairman of a committee for more than a particular amount of time. That, to me, makes sense. It may cut down on the expertise. There are those who argue that the other side of that is that the bureaucrats will get more power, that the lobbyists will get more power. I think that's all a bunch of nonsense.
Former New York State Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver facing big fines from the Joint Commission on Public Ethics, Alan.
Well, you're supposed to say who you got your money from. And in one case, he did. And in another case, he's accused of not, and of not following the rules and putting in who he got his money from. And this is from the Joint Committee on Public Ethics, otherwise known as Jay Cope, and who people refer to as Jay Joke. So my question is, where were they when all of this was going on? Speaker Silver is out. Seems to me, it's kind of interesting that you kick a guy after he's down.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Thanks, Alan, and stay warm, everybody.
Welcome, David. You too.